Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today, In the World Ye Shall Have Tribulations. I was thinking just recently about the fact that there are many things that we will face in this world, and I started thinking about the fact that the God of heaven has given to us life, and we are in this world. He is here in his presence with his people. Also in this world is man, and man can be for the Lord or against the Lord. And then the devil is in the world. The devil, of course, is always against God and against righteousness, against holiness, against Christ, against the blood of Christ. The devil is always against these because he's the evil one. And if you were to dice the devil up, to chop him up, you were to pulverize him, every piece, every particle would be evil. There is nothing good in the devil. Absolutely nothing. No good in him. He is the evil one. He is evil through and through. Now, as far as man is concerned, while we are in the world, there are those, as I mentioned, who are saved and who are not. Those who are unsaved, as the scriptures tell us, there is nothing good in man who is apart from Christ. There is no good thing in us. if we are not saved. Now, if we are saved, then we have two natures. We have the nature of God, and we have the old nature of man. The spirit rules if we are pleasing the Lord, and the flesh is ruling if we are pleasing ourselves. So if man were to be pulverized, then there is the spirit that is Godward, and there is the flesh that is earthward or away from God. And then there are holy angels. The holy angels are with the nature of God. They have no capacity for sinning. They have no will apart from serving the Lord. That's the way it is with holy angels. But we are here in this world, and many times things happen, and we have to ask the question, why did it happen, or what has happened? Many times people do not know anything has happened. But the scriptures teach to us that we are in the world, and while we're in the world, you shall have tribulation. That's John 16:33. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Those are comforting words to the Christian. Now, to the person who doesn't know the Lord, they will continue to ask, why did this happen? But Christian, remember, the Lord has already told us, in the world ye shall have tribulation. I will close this with this thought that was shared with me, to me, given to me some years ago. A friend of mine loves to hunt. He trains bird dogs, trains his own dogs, does a great job with it. And he took, in one of the steps of training his birds, his dogs to retrieve birds and to locate the birds, I think he had 50 quail that he put in a little cage and took out into the field. And this little cage was to provide housing for the birds and was to provide some type of rescue away from predators so these birds could gather at night and be secure. And then in the daytime, they could come out. And it was designed, the designers of this particular cage had so designed it so that no prey could come inside. However, a bird of prey, a red-tailed hawk, got inside where all of these 50 other birds were, and this thing ate, I think he said, three of them, and then he found 47 dead birds. As long as there was a living bird, the predator was not happy. He killed every one of them. And that's the way the devil is. As long as there's life, he is going to be causing some kind of problem. He is going to be opposing life, opposing righteousness, causing despair and discouragement. So listen, that's where we are, friends. We are like those birds that were in that cage. As long as there is a life around, and as long as there's a devil around, the devil is going to be opposing life. But the Lord says, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. So there's life beyond that's greater for us. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.